Chapter 22 Continued from Acts chapter 21 verse 40 Men, brethren, and fathers, hear the defense which I will now make to you. And when they heard that he spoke to them in the Hebrew dialect, they were even quieter. So he said, I am a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, instructed according to the strict manner of the law of our fathers, being zealous for God, just as you all are today. I was one who persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering both men and women to prisons. As also the high priest can testify concerning me, along with all the council of the elders, from whom I also received letters to the brethren in Damascus, where I went to bring those who were there to Jerusalem in chains, to be punished also. And it happened that as I traveled and came near Damascus, about noon a bright light from heaven suddenly shone all around me. And I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And I answered, Who are you, Lord? And he said to me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. And those who were with me saw a light, but they didn't understand the words of the one speaking to me. So I said, What must I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, Get up and go to Damascus, and there all the things which have been arranged for you to do will be told to you. And since I couldn't see anything because of the brilliance of that light, I came into Damascus, being led by the hand by those who were with me. And a certain devout man, according to the law, named Ananias, who was well spoken of by all the Jews who lived in Damascus, came to me, and standing beside me, said to me, Brother Saul, receive your sight. And at that very time I was able to see him. And he said, The God of our fathers has chosen you to know his will, to see the righteous one, and to hear a voice from his mouth. For you will be a witness for him to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now what are you waiting for? Get up and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Then it happened that when I had returned to Jerusalem, while I was praying in the temple, I fell into a trance, and saw him saying to me, Get going, and get out of Jerusalem quickly, because they will not receive your testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, they know that I imprisoned and beat in every synagogue those who believed in you, and that when the blood of Stephen your martyr was poured out, I also was standing nearby, consenting to his death, and holding the outer garments of those who killed him. And he said to me, Go, for I will send you far away to the Gentiles. And they paid attention to him until he said this, and then they raised their voices and said, Rid the earth of his kind, it is not right for him to be allowed to live. And as they cried out, stripped off their outer clothes, and threw dust into the air, the chief captain commanded him to be brought into the castle, ordering him to be interrogated by scourging, so that he might find out why they shouted against him. And when they had tied him up with the leather straps, Paul said to the centurion who stood nearby, Is it lawful for you to beat a man who is a Roman citizen with a whip who has not yet been condemned by a trial? And when the centurion heard it, he went to the chief captain and told him, saying, Be careful with what you are about to do, for this man is a Roman citizen. So the chief captain came and said to him, Tell me, are you a Roman citizen? And he said, Yes. And the chief captain answered, I obtained this citizenship with a large sum of money. And Paul said, But I am a citizen by birth. Then those who were about to interrogate him immediately drew back. And the chief captain also became afraid, when he knew that he was a Roman, and because he had tied him up. But on the next day, desiring to know with certainty what he was accused of by the Jews, he freed him from his bonds, commanded the chief priests and all the council to come together, and brought Paul down and set him in front of them. This is the end of Acts chapter 22.
The Father's Life New Testament Version.
was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.